No.
Hello, Sigu Squad. How are you? How's everything going?
Great, great.
Are you happy to be here in Toulouse to play in the bikini?
Oh yes, since a long time. We're not playing here since a long time, so it's really good to be back here.
Okay.
I don't remember, actually, already four or five years. Yeah, I don't remember.
How did you meet?
Actually, it's a funny story, because he was dating my sister. In like late 90s, yeah, 99 or something like that. Okay, we were already chatting on the first chat.
Yeah,
MSN.
Yeah, even before
Microsoft chat.
Long time.
And we were talking about Gabber, of course, music producing shit, you know. And once he met my sister on the chat, so they start chatting, and yeah.
He was also already making music by himself, and I was starting to produce something by myself. So we started to speak about also music. Then I started to date his girlfriend, his sister, and then we met up, and we decided to start to produce something together, because I had so much time to spend with his sister, so we had time to produce together.
Okay, and how was the moment where you decided to create the Sigu Squad? When was that moment? Why did you decide?
Okay, in the beginning, we had the first project was Sick DJ Team, and we were producing like mainstream hardcore. But once we discovered Nord Radical Technology mixed by Radium, Micropoint, okay, and it was like early French car or something like that. So it was like, what the fuck is this, you know? This is the music, we have to produce it, okay? So it was totally different than mainstream, so we have to choose actually a new name.
That's why we started. That we have to find out a new alias to make a new kind of music, and then we decided to create the Sigu Squad.
Okay, and you created Sigu Squad as a new genre. How can you describe us?
You know, we come from the mainstream hardcore from the 90s, when hardcore was raw as fuck, was really straight to the point. So it's like a miscellaneous of the music genre between hardcore, mainstream, and Frenchcore. So it's more close to the Frenchcore, but with the same heavy drops, like with the mainstream. So that's the sick core. It's like extreme sick Frenchcore.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, you start your career as Sick DJ Team. You perform at the most important parties, festivals. How do you think the hard scene evolved or developed at the moment?
This is not easy. Yeah, well, actually, you know, the underground scene, the hard scene, especially the hard scene, it's been and it's still and it will be always big, because there is always someone that wants to listen something special, something different than the commercial shit, you know. And that's why also Sigu Squad came, you know, because we discovered something like totally different. We really love it, so that's why we really believe in the art scene and in the underground scene, and tonight is the proof. No commercial shit, just underground music, so that's good. So I hope that in the future we'll still the music keep, you know, the scene still producing new artists for the underground scene and for the hard scene, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you have played here in France so many times, but you are Italian. How would you describe the French scene compared to the Italian scene?
Well, actually, they are really similar, because now the French crowds are really, really on fire. So at this moment, I think that both the scene, the crowds are the same. They mm-hmm. all are on fire. They all want the drop on the proper way. They fucking get nuts every time we drop a track. So they are really two of the best crowds in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also you have your own label since 2014. Are there any goals or objectives that you want to achieve as DJ or producers?
Well, actually, 2014, we run Brutale, which is not working anymore. So we run a new record label, which is Sicko Records. Just before the COVID, or yes, I don't remember, something like that. Okay, and of course we want to discover new artists, but first of all we want to release our music and take care about all our music, because you know, we used to give our music to the big label, to the, you know, and then you have nothing under your control. So it's time for us, it was time of also with Brutale, to manage our music, to control our music, and to discover new artists, you know.
And also to don't suffer for the waiting, because when you send a demo to a label, then the label make you wait maybe 5 months. When you own a label, then you can decide by yourself when to release, and you can make also a promotion plan on a proper way.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell us about Psychedelic People?
Yeah, that's an idea that was born. Okay, it's already years that we were thinking about to use that kind of sample, that it's a classical music sample. But it was not the time yet. But now during the COVID, we were working on this kind of idea. They say, okay, now it's time for the new album to create like a classic sequoia style track with a old sample, but I replayed because I'm a pianist too. So I replayed the whole thing to create. I think that's going to be one of the banger of our coming album.
Mm-hmm. And as we said, you've played in so many places. Can you tell us what is your best party memory?
It's not easy to decide, actually.
It's difficult.
But I think that for both, the weekend we play at Dominator Festival and was fucking busy.
Packed as fuck.
Yes. Also because it was very long time ago and the Frenchcore was very, very, very big in Netherlands at that time. It was new genre and we were like pioneer of there. And then the same day we fly to Spain, to Monegros Festival, and we play in the morning, actually, sunrise, and was in the desert. Fucking epic, really.
Yeah, playing in the desert during the sunrise after a Dominator completely full house, and then you go to the Monegros, and then you got a full house and you see the sun rising in the middle of the desert and you're playing the music and you see the faces of the people. It was like, there are no words to describe this thing.
Okay, and we can know about some upcoming release or sets?
Yeah, sure, we got a new album coming up that it's like, in the beginning it was for the 15 years, but then the pandemic came, so we waited and we moved the releases to the next month. We're going to release it and it's going to be really massive. I mean, like, it's the resume of everything we learned in the past years, improving the level, bringing the music to another level. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like C-Core 5.0. I mean, like, it's going to be everything we love with a super sound design, with super ideas, and it will be not boring. It will be motherfucking banging in the face.
And we are also working for a live set.
Okay.
But really, real live set with machine, so making music at the moment. So like recreating the music, you know, our song in front of the people on stage.
Okay.
So it's a long job, but we are working for it.
It's going to be too cool, I think. Yeah. And to finish, you want to say some words to our audience?
What do you think? Stay sick. Exactly. Stay sick and love Sicko. See you.
Thank you so much, Sicko.
Thank you.
Enjoy your night here in Toulouse.
We're going to do it for sure. Thank you.
sleep because the party don't stop. Oh, turn me up. We don't need no sleep because the party don't stop. Put your hands on me and turn me on. Turn me up. We don't need no sleep because the party don't stop. Put your hands on me and turn me on.
escape and see a dead ground. Instinct whispers you that the system's falling down. The forest where you grown has become a bleak hell. The heaven you dream last night is a nightmare.
вами. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like keep on bum down. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stamp, stumble down the lane. I like keep on bum down. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like keep on bum down. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stamp, stumble down the lane. I like keep on bum down. Informer. 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 Informer.
Understand the universe within us.
Psychedelic people is the faith in the power of the imagination.
To understand the universe around us, we must understand the universe within us.
unites psychedelic people is the faith in the power of the imagination.
I'm gonna go. sex, 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 and don't forget the violence. Got your lovey-dovey sex, don't you think you're stupid, so we
time. We done needle in the mind. The beat of pain will eat you alive. You will never survive. Die, die, die. Now you're going to die.
Living down the time. We done needle in the mind. The beat of pain will eat you alive.
Les enfants sont rois et ils font la loi. Tour du côté, tour les cotons. C'est l'année zéro de la rébellion. L'heure de la révolte a enfin sonné. L'état d'enfant roi est partout proclamé.
Uno, deux, tres, cuatro.
He looks for more kids.
Welcome to This is your